Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Atlanta, Georgia, it's time for Founders Club Radio.
Good morning. This is John Coffin, broadcasting live from the Vistage Executive Summit 2015. We're here in the beautiful Cobb Galleria, and I'm here with Patrick Ungachek, the CEO of Navix. Patrick, tell us about your firm and everything that you've got going on right now.
Hey, John. Good morning. So great to be here.
Good morning.
The name of our company is Navix, and what we do is we do exit and succession planning for owners and ownership teams of small to medium-sized companies, help them figure out what's their desired exit, what would be a happy outcome for them, typically a few years down the road, and then implement those plans so they achieve success.
So we're here with literally hundreds of CEOs and business leaders. They're all completely engaged in growing and building their businesses, but they all probably are thinking about, at some point I might want to sell my business.
Yep.
Talk about that psychology and how you help them with that.
Sure. I mean, sooner or later, everybody's going to exit, and most of us want that to be a happy outcome. Happy for ourselves as business owners and leaders, but also good for the organization. And it is very much as a psychology component to it. I mean, first it starts with thinking about time. Most business owners will spend 10 years telling themselves they're going to exit in the next 5 years. But the sooner or later, they're going to wake up one day and they're going to go, you know what? Maybe I mean it this time. Maybe it really is sometime in the next 5, 6 years, something like that. And most of us really have our net worth is tied up in the business. Our sense of identity, our sense of contribution to society is derived from our role as business owners and leaders. So it's a big deal.
It's sweat and blood. It's the whole package that
absolutely
really is affected.
You know, it's never just about the money. It's also about the organization. It's about the people that the organization touches, employees, other business partners, key customers. Yeah, it has a big impact in most CEOs and owners' lives.
And so you are a big proponent of a proprietary process that you have. Talk a little bit about that secret sauce. And,
sure.
Also about the fact that this is a multi-year type of process, not a, you know, an immediate process.
You bet. So in our process with our clients, we take them through at Navix, we take them through a 20-step process to get ready. If you stop and think about it, in order to have a happy exit, two things have to be true, and they have to be true at the same point in time. One, the business has to be ready, and two, the owner or the ownership team has to be ready. Well, getting a business ready and getting an owner as a human being ready, that's a two very different laundry lists of things to do, challenges to face, hurdles to overcome. So what makes our process special, as far as I know, unique in the marketplace, is we focus equally on both getting the organization and the individual ready side by side, step by step. And then as far as the time involved, yeah, I mean, what we explain to business owners and CEOs who are saying something like, you know, maybe I want to exit sometime next 3 years, 5 years, 7 years, taking 5 years just as a midpoint. 5 years is 60 months. 60 months goes by pretty darn quickly. And if you stop and think about the things that just the business needs to do to get ready, it needs a team who's going to be running that company going forward. It needs products and systems that are scalable and buildable for the next generation of ownership. It needs a brand that's really transferable in the marketplace. None of that stuff happens with, you know, 365 days time. Most of creating those desired outcomes takes a few years of very focused, concentrated effort.
So the Navix consultants and your team would engage with the business owner on those 20 items and really kind of spend time working through that process. Is that correct?
That's right. It's exactly right. We act as both consultants and project managers.
Okay.
We work with our clients to help them identify the strategic challenges and issues and options. And then once the client decides, you're right, we need to do X, then our consultants act more as project managers in order to get X done. Because CEOs usually are pretty busy. And they've got a company that demands their day-to-day attention, and they have personal lives, and so they need additional time and additional helping hands to get the work done, and that's as much part of the value as we offer as the consulting side of things.
So there's kind of this element of, I've got my staff and my team running my business and working with me, but then I have this outside advisor who comes in and really almost, I guess in some ways, pulls them away from the business to
right.
do some deep thinking around what needs to be strengthened or moved forward as it relates to the, specifically the exit?
Very much, yeah. A phrase that we use a lot, both internally and with customers, is you know, part of our job description is to be persistently, politely, professionally remind them of things that need to get done. And if they have resource issues, maybe their team doesn't have internally the skill sets to do X, Y, or Z, we'll help them get it, or we'll do it ourselves if it's in our wheelhouse. But yeah, time marches on.
I know that you've been in Vistage for a long time. This is kind of a mountaintop experience for everyone, coming to the annual executive summit and learning a lot from a lot of different speakers. Either today or what you get out of your monthly meetings, what are some of the positive benefits to you of Vistage, and why should people think about getting involved in a Vistage group?
Yeah. Oh, I mean, I could fill the rest of our time together just talking about it. So I have been a Vistage member for 12 years. It's no exaggeration to say Vistage changed my life. It changed my ability to lead and grow businesses. In the beginning, for me, Vistage was like going to business school, because I had no formal training in college or any other place on how to run a business. And running a business, yes, there's some art involved, but there is some real science. And so that was the Vistage experience for me in the beginning. Beyond that, though, because it's been about 12 years now, now it's about the relationships. It's about the exposure to new ideas and strategies. A great Vistage, one of their taglines, I believe it is, but one I think really describes the experience very well, is Vistage is the place where we go to get our answers questioned. And I think that really resonates for me really well, because I think on most days, between me and the leadership team that helps me run our businesses, I think most days we've got most things figured out. We just got to focus on smart execution. But every now and then, we might have a direction we're going in or a decision we're about to make, and I run it by my peers in my Vistage group or my Vistage chair, and I hear a different point of view or a different approach. I'm like, yeah, you know what? There's a much better way out there than the way we were going in. So, I mean, Vistage is not for everybody, but for the business leader who wants to grow professionally, who wants to grow his or her business at a clip faster than everybody else, I think it's an essential resource.
So the theme today is Vision 2020, looking out 5 years. Where do you want this business to be in 5 years, and what's rumbling in your stomach and your head right now as it relates to your business?
That's a great way to describe it. It is rumbling. The biggest change going on in our business right now is here we are in Atlanta. Our business is more of a relationship face-to-face business. Geographically, that's challenging to support, you know, a scalable number of clients and relationships in more distant cities. So we made the decision, and we've just started implementing at the beginning of this year, where we're now building a national network of consultants that work with us in our Navix exit planning process. By 2020, our aspirations are to have 100 consultants in place across the country, and that's keeping us really busy. The phone's ringing. Opportunities are coming in front of us. It's an exciting time for us.
That's so exciting to see. You know, that next growth wall or ramp in front of you, and always great to see. You spend a lot of your time giving it great advice to business owners. I want to turn the table and ask you, what's the best business advice that you've ever received?
Oh, gosh, that's a long list. Best business advice I've ever received. There's been a bunch of them. And, you know, I, like probably a lot of other Vistage members who have been members for at least a year or longer, the different speakers have different one or two liners that resonate in your head. And I've got a few of them on tape to repeat over and over again. One that I know I struggle with personally and professionally and is important to me is be hard on performance, but not hard on people. Mm. And I think especially in small to medium sized businesses, there's a tendency to accept mediocre results. It all be to support the culture. A lot of small to medium-sized businesses are understandably and importantly proud of having a family atmosphere, having a more friendly environment that you might find in bigger companies. But businesses and teams and individuals still have to perform. And I think it is a challenge for a lot of hard-driving CEOs to learn how to be intolerant of performance that's not what it needs to be. But without it coming across as being hard on people, because you do want that healthy culture. So that's some great advice that I got early on.
You know, it seems, around performance, that there's always a couple of key metrics or things that really connect in. And those are important, but then you also, to your point, have to communicate with your folks as well.
Right.
Talk a little bit about, you know, this is probably something, might be one of the steps, I don't know, but connecting, you know, that performance culture with the sense of, you know, having a team motivated and, you know, having a compassion that you oftentimes see
sure.
in a private company. You know, how do you connect the dots? What advice would you have for people about that?
Yeah, I think, and that's a common challenge in a lot of businesses, and I think ultimately it boils down to having really good systems in place. And Vistage, you know, Vistage is like the Costco for business systems. I mean,
that's right.
You got all these tools on the shelf. You just got to find the which one. And what I mean by systems is really good.
And it's all wholesale priced.
Exactly. you know, Vistage is just great for communication systems. I mean, when's the last time, John, you see hundreds of businesses per year, I'm sure, yourself. When's the last time you were ever in a business where the team looked around, the employees and the leadership team, especially in that business, looked around at each other and said, you know what? We're really guilty of over-communicating. I mean, you just never hear that. So really good communication systems. And I would put in there not just things like emails and newsletters, but, you know, a good structured cadence of meetings. There needs to be regular interactions. And some people wear no meetings as a badge of honor. And I think that's a mistake that's a little bit throwing the baby out with the bathwater. So it's about really good communication systems. It's about great scorekeeping systems. Keeping score is really an under-attended need in most organizations. And when they do keep score, too often than not, there's an emphasis on focusing on lagging indicators, when really you need to be keeping score and leading indicators. What are the things that drive your business success? And measure those. The lagging ones usually will take care of themselves when you're executing effectively on the leading indicators.
Great advice. Thank you. That's really great. We just came out of an incredible presentation by Sekou Andrews about being voiceful, about the other side of communicating the vision. As people are thinking about an exit, you know, off in the distance, but also kind of connecting their vision for the future.
Yes.
Talk a little bit about that, about what were some of the takeaways from that presentation for you, or, you know, advice you give people around communicating the vision.
Yeah, that's a great point. I mean, first, what we see more often than not is most CEOs and business owners, they really haven't, when we first start working with them, they haven't really captured their vision themselves. I mean, what we'll hear in the beginning of a client relationship is, you know, I got certain financial goals I want to achieve for my exit. I've got some people I really want to take care of. I've got, you know, our company has a reputation. I want to make sure that that's not tarnished going through this process. And those are all wonderful things, but those are pretty vague. And it's really tough to execute to goals that are not a little bit, that need to be a little bit better defined. So a big part of the challenge for CEOs and owners is to go ahead and sharpen that vision. When you say, I've got a few key employees you want to take care of, well, who are they? And what does take care of exactly mean? And when you say the company has a reputation that you want to see continue going forward, what does that reputation actually mean? I mean, usually those are rooted in values and elements to their culture that are not defined, not well stated. And you've really got to get clarity around that vision in order to have a chance to do the work that will cause that vision to continue forward.
Really good advice as it relates to connecting the dots. Let's go to the personal side, because there's elements of Vistage that also are, you know, not only
sure.
kind of touch on, you know, your role as a leader, but also other things.
Absolutely.
How's Vistage helped you on that side and that interaction with other CEOs and leaders?
Oh, yeah. I'm immensely. First of all, Vistage for me is humbling. You know, when you go to your Vistage group, most of us are no longer the smartest person in the room, or maybe even not even the hardest person in the room, or the most successful person in the room. So it's just great to be surrounded by people who everyone around the table is probably doing or has something better or more developed than what you got going on. And that's just a fantastic environment to be in if you really want to grow. I mean, as far as the personal growth, I go back to some of the speakers I've had. I mean, I remember one speaker in particular, his name was James Newton, and our group had him on a retreat that we did where couples were involved. And James really, as other speakers can do, but James in that particular moment, he really challenged all of us and asked questions like, you know, can we look ourselves in the mirror and say, have we dedicated 100% of ourselves and our efforts to the relationships that are in our lives? And I remember thinking about employees that maybe weren't at their A game at that level. And I asked myself, have I really dedicated 100% effort to helping that employee get his or her game up to where it needs to be? And if the answer is no, if I'm at 99%, well, then I really haven't done my job very effectively. And in this particular speaker, he applied that same thought process and that same evaluation tool to our personal lives. So Vistage means different things to different people, but it's pretty tough to get through a few years of Vistage membership or more without there being an issue that the group processes, or an experience that one of your peers around the table is going through, or a speaker where you don't look at it and you don't realize that there's a real personal growth moment and all that, and we need to kind of take a hold of them and use them.
You're helping your clients to grow. We're talking a little bit about personal growth. How do you keep your edge?
How do I keep my edge? Make sure I go to my Vistage group meetings. One of the parts I love about being CEO of an organization is as soon as the organization seems to be executing well, which runs the risk of making us leaders bored, right? Because the organization doesn't need us on a day-to-day basis. Then it's a chance to really elevate the game. And so I really enjoy thinking about where are we going to be 3 years from now, and we're not ready for what that is, and what do we need to be working on to get there. And that keeps me sharp because it keeps me always hungry, always yearning for that next level.
So keep your eye on the horizon.
Absolutely.
While you're
great way to put it.
While you're running the day to day.
Yeah, I mean, and you know, businesses come in all forms and shapes and sizes, and same with CEOs. Most CEOs have to balance their time between the day-to-day needs of the business and the future needs. The key thing I think that's important to understand, all of us to not lose sight of, is if the CEO is not looking at the horizon and thinking about the horizon, well, then who is? And the answer is usually nobody else. So we've got all the CEOs really need to make sure that they spend a healthy amount of time out there on that horizon, because otherwise the organization, nobody probably is doing it.
Patrick, I really appreciate you taking time to be with us today. Tell us a little bit more about how people can contact you or learn more about Navix.
Sure, great. Thank you so much for the opportunity to be with you as well. Navix, you can go to our website at Navix, which is Navix Consultants. So NavixConsultants.com. I look forward to continuing to go to Vistage Groups with you, John.
Fantastic. Thank you, and we'll sign off.